It's time for your PNW Ag Network Focus on Fruit, a chance to get the latest tree fruit news from industry experts across the Northwest.
Chatting with Ashley Thompson with OSU Extension. Ashley, I understand you guys at OSU Extension are trying to get a better understanding of how X disease spreads among cherries. What's the latest?
Yeah, Glenn. So we've been really focused on X disease for the past several years, as you're probably very well aware, especially in Washington and in Oregon, where we have a little less X disease, but we still are finding it in the orchards. And we really want to have a better understanding of what's happening, how is it spreading, and what can we do to prevent the spread? So some things that we're looking at this year, we're trying to get a better understanding of how are trees coming to the orchard infected with X disease, or is it spreading predominantly through root grafting when you're planting these new trees? Or the third option is leafhoppers. Are leafhoppers moving it? And are those leafhoppers moving it back and forth between trees or weeds? What's going on? And we've been working really closely with Scott Harper's lab at WSU to understand the weed pressure, what kind of weeds we have here that are infected with X disease. And we're going to continue working with him on that. We're also working with Dr. Kelsey Galimba's lab to help her look at different rootstocks and see if there are rootstocks we can find that might be more resistant to X disease. Now, with X disease, the first thing to keep in mind is that trees don't show symptoms for at least 3 years. That's our current understanding. And those symptoms are small, poorly flavored cherries, poor color, and they're not marketable because consumers don't want to eat a poorly flavored, bitter or tart cherry. So we have to understand how it's spreading. And that's been difficult because it has been spreading very quickly, and it's been spreading more quickly than it ever has in the past. And a lot of the research done by Dr. Scott Harper is showing that X disease, sort of like COVID, you know, it's rapidly evolving. We have more strains, sort of like COVID again, where we went through Delta and Omicron and all of those variations. We know that there are three different strains of X disease. So that has really changed how it's spread and how quickly it's spreading through orchards. And we need to understand what other plants can be infected so you can control those plants and remove them. And you also need to understand the vectors, the leafhoppers. And before the X disease outbreak became a really big issue in the Pacific Northwest, there hadn't been a ton of research done to really understand leafhoppers.
For the latest tree fruit news around, visit pnwag.net and click on the tree fruit tab.